Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
That's right, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Adetula, hanging out with you. Getting you ready for Sunday night football between the Texans and the Bears. That's going to be happening at NRG Stadium. Liberty White is the dress code. Make sure that you get your parking settled. In fact, I just got my parking settled.
Yeah.
In the last break. So, ready to, you know, party with the folks. See what the tailgate's hitting for. And then
You're in for something.
I'm looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. And then we will see the Texans take the field for the first time in this 2024 NFL season. All right. And when they do that, what are the matchups that we're looking forward to? We kind of talked about what we think might be different between week one and week two, but let's dig down into week two. The Bears are the matchup. What are the individual matchups? What are the kind of, strength on strength, weakness on weakness, those types of things are you looking forward to when it comes down to this game?
Figure you got to look at the trenches, man. You got to go to the trenches.
Got to go to the trenches.
Got to look at the lines.
Start up front.
It all starts up front. And I'm not kidding this time. They, being the Bears, have some terrific edge guys. And you got a couple tackles that are pretty dang good at football, especially on the left side when it comes to the pass rush. That's where two things really stand out to me. They're not all too creative, but I think they're the most important. And I think it's those guys on the edges. What Titus Howard and Laremy Tunsil can do on the edges against the Bears pass rush is going to be incredibly important in this game. And then on the inside, what the Texans and specifically Kenyon Green and we'll see about Juice Scruggs and Shaq Mason do in the run game. Against a Bears defense that was really susceptible to the run, and that was against Pollard. So let's see what Joe Mixon can do. So the inside run, the outside protection. Sorry I can't be more creative than that, but I think that's where the biggest hay is going to be made.
I think that you're right for sure. Look, I'm here with you specifically on the outside protection. I have gotten my hands on more advanced stats, and so I'm stronger, more difficult to defeat. Thank you, Seth Payne. But Will Anderson last year led all rookies in pressures when it came to, you know, pressuring the football. Mm-hmm. He is slated to probably match up against Braxton Jones for the Bears. And Braxton Jones apparently in week one allowed the ninth highest quick pressure rate. Okay. Actually, not even just week one, last season. Mm-hmm. Ninth highest quick pressure rate. So he's in the bottom third at least, right? When we're talking about getting to allowing guys to get to the quarterback quickly, Will Anderson does that well,
yeah.
Right? Like that right side of the line, or at least defensive right side, left side for the offense with the Bears, it's going to be something, right? Yeah. For the blind side of Caleb Williams. I think that could be a place to watch where Will Anderson might be able to feast and have an opportunity to now add to the sack total as opposed to just containing Caleb Williams on that side.
Yeah, and on the other side, in terms of like the Texans tackles, as I mentioned a second ago, we're all familiar with Montez Sweat. We're familiar with his work. He wasn't the biggest pass rusher last week. I mean, it was Daryl Taylor. It was their new acquisition. He had three pressures, two sacks, and a tackle and a forced fumble. So that the Texans tackles on the against the, their edge rushers is going to be very important. And one more thing for me that I think is going to be a very big, very big matchup. And it's not necessarily a matchup that you draw up, you know, with X's and O's, but these Texan safeties. When Caleb Williams gets outside, when Caleb Williams is the proverbial off script,
yeah,
like that is how that's how he became the number one overall pick,
right?
Like that's what he does. And you know, when you have safeties that have maybe been susceptible to some big plays, and really cornerbacks too, but I'm thinking more about the safeties because that's where my worry is. Caleb Williams, you know, spinning around, doing his Patrick Mahomes impression, finding some space, throwing across his body, throwing it deep, throwing it out. And you're trying to play catch up.
Yeah.
You know?
In a way, I think that, again, you can limit that by not allowing that to happen at all. And I think, again, that comes to Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson Jr., and whoever cycles in behind them, Jerry Hughes and such. Keep that guy on the inside. Mm-hmm. Don't allow him to get out to the outside. And as you're doing so, try and apply that pressure, especially if you can get there quickly, so that your secondary isn't back there defending for 4 and 5 and 6 seconds. On a make something happen type play, on a schoolyard football type play, as opposed to if you can defend within the scheme where you have responsibilities shared amongst yourselves, I think you give yourselves a better chance of success. So I think that you're right? If he does indeed break out there, now it's incumbent, hey, make sure, as Matt Burke said, make sure that you plaster yourself to a guy, make sure that he does not have an opportunity to get ground, get space, and for Caleb Williams to then go find him and make big plays outside of structure, right? Keep him in structure to start with, but then once you get there, make sure that you limit that.
One more.
Please.
And I'm looking at the highlight right now. We heard from Frank Ross yesterday as well, the other coordinator.
That is true, and I feel bad for neglecting him.
Well, we love him. He knows that. And he flat out said, you guys need to be harder on me because they had the punt block. I'm not so much worried about the punt block.
Do you want to hear what he said about the punt block?
Fig, yes.
If you can give me... cut number one from Ross here. He actually spoke to the idea of the punt block and what he learned by watching the film. My bad, Fig.
Yeah. You guys be hard on me. You guys are generally nice to me. And, we got to be better. Unacceptable. So we got to be better in our fundamentals, day one stuff, making sure we're all in the right bodies and operating in the right precision across the board. So not a foreign look, not something unexpected, but... Nonetheless, like that's never acceptable, no matter how new it may be, I haven't seen this before. Day one fundamentals, just keeping ourselves on the right tracks and the right paths, making sure we're body on body and being clean with that moving forward. Excited to get challenged and proving that we can do it correct moving forward.
That's Frank. I mean, that's the way he is. First of all, he has such a hard time, getting used to the kickoffs. That was the punt block that he was talking about and some other things. But he also talked about the kickoffs, and he hates the kickoffs. I think we've established that. DeAndre Carter from the Bears.
That's a fast dude.
He is a blur. I'm looking at the highlight right now. Look at this thing. I mean, those are NFL players he's running by. He almost busted one. He would have been a touchdown on a kickoff return.
Yeah, they definitely got into plus territory. Yeah,
about 60 yards worth. Got the Bears back into the game. They were down 17-0 until that play. So you talk about a matchup. This dynamic kickoff that I'm sort of, down on now and think that it's not quite what we think it's going to be, he can make it what it's going to be.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up DeAndre Carter, because here's the other thing. DeAndre Carter, at least on the depth chart, is behind Keenan Allen. Like, in theory, Keenan Allen doesn't play. DeAndre Carter steps in, and that is a speed element that, again, feeds into the idea of, that's one of the things we were talking about, is, hey, there's guys that Doolin, was that the guy for the Colts who like who's out there crossing the field, getting the opportunity to get a big play like that? That is something that you open up the possibility of when you have that guy on the field. And obviously he'll play regardless in the course of this, but he might have an opportunity to get a lot of snaps, and that might be a guy that you have to focus on just because of the speed that he brings, not just on special teams, but also offensively.
For sure. And oh, by the way, he returns punts too. Like he's
full service.
He's a full service special teams player, man. And for a Texan special teams coach and a special teams that has that had a pretty rocky start, at least in terms of that one play that led to a Colts touchdown, that's gonna be something to watch. That is a matchup to watch. That guy can flat go, and the Texan special teams has to be up for it.
When we talk about strength on strength, and the 832 mentions this, obviously. Texans wide receivers, Bears secondary. And one of the things specifically that I found interesting as I was kind of rooting around with some information here, when Nico Collins aligns to the field side, so obviously depending on which hash you're on, the wider side where you have more fields to work with, Jalen Johnson also always aligns to the strong, or at least 93% of the time, aligns to the field side. That provides you with that particular type of matchup, right? Where you have that real strength on strength against a very, very good Jalen Johnson. And that Tyreek Stevenson is the other guy, like your other corner in that situation. He'll align to, obviously, the boundary side. But that's going to be a matchup to watch for sure, right? Yeah. I think John Gruden, in watching some of the film of this game, which, first of all, I realized yesterday, John Gruden has a YouTube
channel. He's still around, yeah.
Breaking it down, doing the Gruden Grinders, except under a different name. Okay, still getting that. So if you're interested in that, go to the YouTube. He had a breakdown of week one. He comes out and he's like, Nico Collins, their number one wide receiver. I think a lot of people are starting to talk about it. He's the X, right? That is a fun matchup of Jalen Johnson, a high-level, well-regarded cornerback in the league. Nico Collins, obviously, what you saw, what he's capable of, you know what he's capable of. It's not going to be a one-on-one matchup when it comes to these Texans. We know that they're just going to get the ball to who needs to get the ball.
No.
But if you're real old school, when you go, all right, wide receiver, cornerback, who's going to win? I'm going to be real excited on those situations where you go to the field side with Nico Collins. What does that look like?
Yes, I'd like to give you an update on exactly what they're going to be having on the field, but I don't think the Bears are practicing today.
Yeah, that has been a wild thing. We have been trying our damnedest to make sure that we're looking and seeing if somebody is practicing today or not.
They might have just said, "No, we're good. We're good. We don't need to practice on Friday."
Yeah.
But we'll keep you up to date because Roma Dunze and Keenan Allen are questionable, I guess, would be the category, but I think all those matchups, those individual matchups, you know, are going to be very, very important. And then, of course, you know, there's the...
And yes, 936, the Texans did have DeAndre Carter for a couple of seasons.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Mm-hmm. 18 to 20.
He's really thriving. I mean, he went a good 60, 65. And then, of course, the other obvious one is, you know, they are a team that is going to be able to, they're going to try to get Caleb Williams, you know, into some space. I am not a big fan of the so-called spy. You know, oh, you got to, we've had a couple of people text that today.
Yeah, and yeah, I don't think that in football circles, it's probably losing favor
as
well.
It's kind of a crutch, too. Oh, you got to spy on him. Boy, you give up a lot. You know, yeah. you give up a lot.
I feel like that's
that.
A video game thing.
Yeah.
Because you usually do that in Madden where you kind of spy Michael Vick or whoever you playing.
Yeah. No, so, I don't think so.
Yeah. You take a player out of like full coverage, and then I don't know how effective a spy often is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Against a mobile
yeah,
guy.
Because they got people that can dissect that.
Yes.
Like, if you're going to sit there and watch me all game, cool.
Yeah, we can
like,
do that.
We got some
and,
for that.
And it hurts the secondary in general.
Right.
You know, yeah. Whether it's underneath.
If it was
stuff,
that easy, man, we'd have an answer for Pat Mahomes.
Yes, exactly.
We'd have an answer for a lot of.
And so we have a couple of people asking about that, you know, the spy versus I don't want to see any of that. I don't think we're going to see very much of that at all.
I think one more that I want to throw in here.
Mm-hmm.
He's the man, CJ Stroud. 7-9 on passes for 109 yards when he was under pressure. He handled pressure like a G
mm-hmm.
in week one. And I want to see the Bears, if they can apply pressure, they pressure Will Levis a whole bunch. Now it's Will Levis with that offensive line there. And some of the times Will Levis was allowing himself to be pressured in some ways. Pressured on 47% of his dropbacks. I do wonder what does that look like, because that was their second highest pressure rate. I don't know if that's, again, individual to that matchup with the Titans, or if this Bears defense, this iteration of it, is more capable of pressuring. But I do want to see our guy, CJ Stroud, if they are capable of generating more pressure, especially if you're having, you know, like Patterson in at center as opposed to Scruggs, right? Like if that is now another iteration or another example of musical chairs for this offensive line, right? If pressure is allowed, how does CJ Stroud, does he continue to be the CJ Stroud that we know and love and dissect and really make them pay under pressure? Or does that get to him at some point? So I think that is a matchup to watch, and I think I lean towards the idea of that's going to be a beneficial matchup for your Texans.
Yeah, that was probably the best thing he did overall. If you had to, like,
absolutely,
you know, like the way he was avoiding pressure, moving around in the pocket, getting to some good open spaces while he's on the run and finding players. That to me was the best thing he did in week one. If he does that again in week two, I think Texans are going to be feeling really good about it. But also, and you just mentioned Jared Patterson. That don't downplay, Juice Scruggs potentially not being there, because I thought he had a terrific game. I think he's going to have a great season. So we'll see if Jared Patterson, who's played there, but I'd rather have Juice Scruggs at center.
Shout out to Chili Block Trading on the YouTube, who says, Houston, you have a problem. We coming for you, Houston Bears. Right. Good luck, dog. We'll see what it looks like.
Oh, my God.
Sunday night.
I know that guy ain't from Houston. Houston, you have a problem.
He said, you haven't seen a defense like this. All right, look. We'll talk Monday, Chili Block. Make sure you're on YouTube.
I know we
Monday.
Had the 85 Bears.
Yeah. Okay. Make sure you are in the YouTube on Monday is all I ask. And 713 makes a good point. The guy who you probably want to be spying a quarterback is on IR right now, Christian Harris, number 48.
That too. Yeah. No question. Chili Block Trading, huh?
Shout out to you.
Yeah, we'll see about the Bears.
Okay. Now, those are the matchups that we're looking forward to in Sunday Night Football, Texans-Bears. Coming up next, though. Time to get some Figgy's mixtape. Fig, what we got?
Man, Al Michaels was on the broadcast for both of Tua's Thursday night concussions. And his tone kind of made me chuckle a little bit, man. I want to see if y'all kind of get a kick out of this, too. And a 58-year-old woman was arrested and charged with assault. Might not sound as disturbing as you think.
All right.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610 on Friday the 13th.
Uh-oh.
Do y'all still get worried about Friday the 13th?
Not in the slightest, man.
Nope. Yeah, no. I feel like that's not even a thing now. I don't even
it's a thing for some people.
Yeah. Well, I will say this, though. It is a donut shop that is celebrating Friday the 13th.
All right. Really?
Krispy Kreme, your favorite.
Oh, you're going to get me in trouble again,
yeah,
aren't
man.
You?
Yeah, man. So this guy liked Krispy Kreme over Shipley's.
I do.
So, what is wrong with you?
They're better?
Absolutely not.
They are absolutely better.
Uh-oh.
They melt in your mouth.
Yeah, that's because they taste like
their awesomeness.
So Krispy Kreme, you might want to go to the Krispy Kreme after this.
Noted
for Friday the 13th
I'm so
promotion. I know,
like,
man.
I'm very disappointed.
Yeah. Krispy Kreme is so good.
You about to have people switching the music?
So good.
It tastes like it's taste
like heaven.
It tastes like a scientific experiment.
No, it does not. See, Figgy, you brought this up just to get me in trouble again. Everything in Texas. Oh, Shipley's or Houston. Shipley's.
This isn't even like a Shipley's versus thing, although Shipley's, absolutely. Love it, right? And I will acknowledge, right? I am biased. That is the donut of my youth. However, Krispy Kreme's just, they taste faux, man. There's something about it that doesn't feel
awesome.
Like it's...
I will fake. Drive out of my yes. way to go stop at a Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
Yes.
So, since you said that, man, mm-hmm. they got a Friday the 13th promotion.
I'm listening.
Any customer who buys a dozen donuts today gets another dozen donuts for just 13 cents.
Okay, as much as I love Krispy Kreme, they got to do better than that.
13 like, cents? For...
Oh, another dozen.
Another dozen,
yes.
Oh. So you get 24 donuts.
So you can ruin your diet for the low yes. price.
Oh, I thought you were saying like another donut.
Oh, no.
Oh,
another
well,
dozen.
Yeah. That's yeah. why Krispy Kreme is the greatest. That's it. That now we're bringing it back around.
All right, 281, I'm not going to agree with the entirety of the sentiment. They said both Krispy Kreme and Shipley are not good. They said,
all right,
but
man.
They said that go to any just locally owned donut shop. They said Cambodian owned donut shop.
I don't know about that.
Like, I don't know if it's specifically just Cambodian. But if you go to like mom and pop shop.
Look at all the love I'm getting.
They treat you right. And people are wrong too.
713-361.
And it's your God given right as an American to be
Krispy
wrong.
Krispy Kreme.
So I let you have that.
They're team Krispy Kreme.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was watching Thursday Night Football like everybody else was, and we seen the Tua injury on mm-hmm. the field again. It was yeah. exactly like the last time we saw it, which was a couple years ago. And I just kind of want to see how y'all feel about just the
I know you're feeling a certain way.
Yeah, about Al Michaels. I don't think he did anything wrong. Let me be clear. But sometimes just the little sound effects you do just make it sound so much worse, man.
Down by 21 points, 4th and 4. Pressure. Tua steps up. He's going to run for the first down and takes a shot at the 6-yard line. Hamlin hit him and Tua it down. Picked up the first. Split the seam, but pays the price. Shot from Hamlin right there. Down he goes. Check him out. Back after this.
You mind isolating that noise? Because I think in the context, it says some stuff. But like I was just hearing it.
That's a shot at the 6-yard line. Hamlin hit him and threw it down.
That sounds like you sat down to like a plate of some real good Alfredo or something.
Yeah.
Shrimp Alfredo.
Yeah.
Somebody put some gumbo in front of you.
Yeah. Now, he made the sound effect as Tua was on the ground. Yeah. And I ain't going to describe what he looked like on the ground, but
he made the whole fencing reaction and everything.
Yeah. So he made that sound effect, and somebody actually posted what he did last time, because remember, it was another Thursday night game against the Bengals when this happened, and this was Al Michaels when it happened. Just listen to the sound effects and just the random stuff he was saying.
To a rolling left with the grain, and down he goes, slung down in his own 48-yard line. Josh Tupu, and uh-oh.
So Tua was on the ground at that time. We said, uh-oh. Am I making too much out of this? It's just kind of like the situation is not funny.
No, but, not at all. And no.
I get in trouble with this with my family at times when I might see somebody fall or a kid fall. I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, you start laughing?
Yeah, no, I don't even laugh. Yeah. But I'm just, I guess me overreacting.
Yeah.
And people laugh at my overreaction. So, like, if Lopez trip and fall, I might be like, you're...
Falling is funny, though.
They feel
as
like
long
that.
As long as the person is okay.
But see, I'll be dead serious about it. I'll be like, oh, bleep, and people laugh at my reaction.
Yeah. I hate that falling is funny, first of all, but it is funny.
Falling is hilarious.
And I just love that that's setting you off. the sound, it does sound like, yeah.
It's just because I feel like another commentator would be like, oh, no, he's on the ground, uh-oh, or something like that.
How is this the time where Al Michaels finds a little bit of I don't know, character in his voice?
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Now, like, you saying that as I'm on the ground dealing with a concussion?
Yeah.
Picked up the first.
I'm just like, oh,
got the
man.
First down.
All right.
Yeah, to make
okay.
it.
Picked up the first, split the seam, but pays the price.
It does sound like he's having a hell of a good dinner.
Honey, you should make this more often.
You ever see What About Bob?
I'm not.
Oh, yeah, he's got a whole scene where he overdoes the, this is good, Bill Murray. That sounds like What About Bob?
Yeah. I just thought that was kind of interesting to me, man.
It's funny.
So, I see Reggie got a haircut, man. You looking fresh right
appreciate
now, man.
Appreciate you.
Looking clean. You ain't got that headband on or a hat that.
I don't feel the need to hide what's happening up here from the people now.
Yeah, it's funny because I was going to refer you to somebody. So, I used to go to a barber back in the day, probably back in 2019, somewhere.
Okay.
It was some time ago.
Yeah. I mean, not a bad referral. I mean, I went and found my barber from back when I still lived in Houston over a decade ago.
Oh, okay.
So, man, it worked out.
Yeah, and we actually had the conversation about barbers and finding new barbers stuff like that.
Cheat on your barber if you need to.
Yeah.
Don't let these people shame you.
So I was going to this barber. I'm going to play this audio in a second, but I was going to this barber, and I actually had to not only cheat on him, but just leave him totally.
Okay.
Just end the relationship because I felt like he was getting a little too pricey for me, man. I'm like, dog, I'm part time. So I can't afford this haircut because when I first started going to him, he was charging $30.
Well, he got good to him. He got some good clients and started.
Yeah, he went up from 30 and then he went up to 40. And then my last time seeing him, he was up at like $57 for a haircut. And mind you, I don't have a lot going on.
Yeah.
Like, you just got to cut three sides of my head. So I can't pay no $57 for this. But my wife sent me an Instagram last night, an Instagram reel of this guy on how much he's charging to cut hair. And what do you know? It was that barber I was going to.
It was your guy?
Yeah, so I want to play this audio for you.
Okay.
And he got, I guess he's talking about how much he's going up on his prices.
All right, Barbers, let me tell you something. This is my client right here. We met in January of 2021 when a basic haircut was $57. And then later on that year, in July, I went up for a basic haircut to $80. Next, in November, just a couple months later, we raised the price for a men's basic haircut to $100.
Basic, he said.
Then in September of 2022, we moved the price for a basic haircut up to $125. And lastly, in February of 2023, a men's basic haircut was $150. And guess who's still here? My client. And don't forget, we got our eyes set on $200 in 2025. If you would like to learn how exactly I was able to scale up in such a short amount of time, go ahead and leave the comment upgrade in the comments below.
All right, many things.
Do I really need to learn how to scale up a price?
Yeah, learn how to scale up. All right, here's the lesson. Tell them that it costs more. Like, what are you?
Yeah.
Why is he pretending like he's a Fortune 500 company, right? Like, you're a barber. Also, to that end,
we focus on $200.
Like, what are you talking about,
bro? What are you doing, man?
Like, what do you mean we? Like, this is a very elaborate way of calling your own client a sucker, because only a sucker going and just letting you every two times they come in to get a haircut run up the price another $25, $50.
And see, I'm so petty with it, man, because if he was doing that to me, recording me like getting a haircut, like, nah, dog, I charge $200 if you want to post this.
Yeah.
Like, nah, don't record me and charge me $150 and sat there and say, oh yeah, we looking at going that to $200.
I don't care what anyone says. That's ridiculous. It's a haircut.
He was basic haircut, mind you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not basic. Getting braids or anything special, or, you know, it takes 2-3 hours or whatever. I mean, that is ridiculous. And all it comes down to is this is a guy with an enormous ego that is probably sidling up to some relatively busy, famous people.
You think it's that?
That are willing to pay that.
I don't even think it's that. I think he's just taxing somebody who is unwilling to move away from their barber.
But he's charging everyone that is what he's saying.
Yeah.
So everyone is not just that one sucker. He probably has like some athletes, some celebrities, rich people, whatever. And that's all it is. I'll tell you this. You said charge more, ask for more. Mine is like kiss butt and find some rich people. You know?
And look, to be honest, I don't have a problem with that price. But see, it's a lot of people. Like I said, it's a lot of celebrity barbers that do charge that price, but they're not open for booking.
Right.
So I can't just go to their website and book for them. Some of them already got their clients and they're not open to getting anybody else.
The other thing
is, they make their money like that. But to a regular paying customer, that's ridiculous, man.
Yeah. Well, reason why I say I'm opposed to the price is because of the way that it's happening. Right. Mm-hmm. If the price is the price, that's cool. Like, he's clearly price gouging.
Of course.
Right. To 2 months later, we got to take the price up. Like, what was the impetus for that? Mm-hmm. What made it so that from January to June, we got to change the price $30, $40? Yeah. Like, what's the difference there? No, you just decided that you want for your ego to charge more and to price gouge. And you think that, and like, you think so little of me that you think I'm going to sit here and let you price gouge me. No, I'm going to punch you in your throat. Are you serious?
It's wild, man.
$200 and more charged for a haircut should only go to people that don't want to, like celebrities that don't want
celebrities,
people,
house
don't want
calls,
people hovering around asking for autographs, going to their house, etc. That's the only thing. For a basic haircut, by the way, I wouldn't drive more than like in a 3-mile vicinity from my house to get a haircut. like you can get a haircut. You can get a basic cut. You can get a haircut.
The crazy thing is, he said basic cut. I think he charged a little extra if you got a beard. So Reggie, you got a beard. It wouldn't have been
near my beard.
Yeah, it'd probably be about 180 with the beard.
I'm not going near a barber who thinks that that he is the CEO of a Fortune 500 company because he's raising the price every 2 months. That is no, I'm good. Don't get a razor blade anywhere near me.
Should I buy a new appliance or should I get a haircut? Come on,
nah, for real, man. That's crazy. And salute if people paying for that. Salute. Nah. I just couldn't do it, man. And he know how to cut hair too, man.
Okay, that's good.
I was disappointed where I had to leave him alone, man, but I'm like, man, that is crazy. I did not think he was going to go up to $200.
Man. From the 346 to hell with construction, I'm going to barber school. Yeah, if that's what it is, right? If the price of the brick is going up like that, maybe that is the move.
So I ran across this story about a 58-year-old woman in Canada who was arrested and charged with assault.
Mm-hmm.
So earlier this month, a 58-year-old woman in Canada named Wendy Washit was
out. I'll go with that.
Yeah. She was outside playing with her neighborhood kids in the backyard barbecue, and she picked up a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Not that type of gun, but a water gun.
Okay.
So she took the water gun, she sprayed the kids, and she accidentally sprayed a neighbor who was in the yard over from her cutting grass. And she tried to apologize, but the guy flipped out. Called the police on her, man.
Oh, come on, man.
He called the police on her, and they actually came and charged her with assault with a weapon.
That's not a weapon. Is it? A water gun?
I don't know. I'm far be it for me to pretend I'm somebody's lawyer or legal authority.
Yeah, so long story less long, the woman was put on leave at work. She's an educator, and she can't go back until the case is cleared up.
Oh.
Yeah, the police wouldn't comment on the case, but what a jerk, man.
It's the neighbor.
Yeah, and she actually had a lot of backup people around in that neighborhood said this guy always been that type of jerk.
Of course he had. I could have told you that.
Yeah,
I could have told you that.
What a...
Oh, you got me wet with a water gun. I'm going to file charges, call the police.
What a jackass, man.
I
feel so bad for that lady, man.
Anytime that guy had a blade of grass too long, I'd be calling
HOA.
I'd be calling HOA. Anytime he left his garage door open, hey, man, or had parked like a boat or something or a trailer in front of his. Oh, no. I would be a hawk on that guy.
Yeah, man. What a complete jackass. Yeah. So her court date is September 24th. And she set up a crowdfunding campaign to help her with her legal fees.
We're all pulling for you.
Yeah, that suck, man.
That's
yeah.
tough. You hate the annoying neighbor.
Yeah, man. That's the definition of the fun police.
Those are sad.
We out
people.
Here having fun.
Those
and
are just
you
sad
do
people.
That. Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's bad.
There you go.
Yep. That's Figgy's, all I got, fellas.
Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday here in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Still gearing you up. For Sunday Night Football, 7:20 on Sunday, Texans, Bears. All right, so one more segment for us before we hand it over to the drive. They are on location at Big City Wings in Katy. So before we get to them, let's do a little Texans win because, Texans lose because. What will be the factors that will determine whether the Texans are win or lose? 713-572-4610. Let's do that next.
Thank you, Figgy.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
The debate rages on the text line, 713-572-4610. Shipley's or Krispy Kreme?
No contest.
Yeah, Shipley's wins, hands down. We're getting ready for Sunday Night Football. How do I turn it into Thursday Night Football? Sunday Night Football. Between your Texans and the Chicago Bears. Text in. What are the reasons why or why not? Or what would cause the Texans to win or lose as we do some Texans win because, Texans lose because. Lopez, for you, what comes to mind immediately when it comes to the Texans win because, Texans lose?
Yeah, I think if Joe Mixon runs for 159. No, I'm just kidding.
That would be a reason that they win.
They better win if he went run for that.
Yeah, if he runs
for that in a loss.
I think they'll win. No, more seriously, I'm more not concerned, but I think the bigger part of the plan here, the path to victory for the Texans is on the defensive side of the ball. I think they can make life miserable for not just Caleb Williams, but especially him with the pass rush. Up the middle, it is one of the weaker spots that the Bears' offensive line is the interior three guys. That is a place where the Texans have feasted, at least feasted in week one. And then if you get Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, not even necessarily getting sacks, but really pressuring him, hitting him, and you got the pressure up the middle. I think Caleb Williams' life he's going to have a long night. I think he's going to play better because he missed some easy throws that he normally makes, but I think he's going to have a long night. The Texans win if they get any type of pressure like they got from the interior too, and just anything at all from the outside.
Yeah, and then on the idea on the other side, and I don't think we either of us are very big on the idea that they would lose, but what's the circumstance in that instance for you?
Offensively, I think it's going to be, of course, Mixon, but I don't think he's going to get 30 carries. I think it's going to be letting it rip. I've said that two or three times today. I think they're going to open up the offense, test the secondary. I think the Bears might feed into that a little bit. Because they trust their cornerbacks. They have a great secondary, but great secondaries give up plays too.
Yeah.
And I think if they're trying to focus a little bit more attention on the Texans, a ground game, I think CJ Stroud with his accuracy and with these three receivers is going to have a big night as well.
For me, Texans win because they take care of the football. And this is a takeaway defense that you're playing against. And that was what allowed them to really, really hurt the Will Levis-led Titans last week in a game that they probably had no business winning considering how poorly their offense played. Like, their defense is capable of keeping them in a game if they turn the football over. If the Texans hold on to the football, I don't know that there's very much of a path for these Bears. Now, the Texans lose because they don't contain Caleb Williams, right?
Yeah.
Like, you let Caleb Williams start getting out of the pocket, and I think in structure they're going to have a hard time, but outside of structure they have a possibility of maybe taking advantage of big plays, those types of things, and that would give them an opportunity to get going offensively, and then only God knows what happens.
Well,
there.
That was going to be my Texans lose as well, because you mentioned the takeaways, not just last week for the Bears. Like, they were top five. They were number five in takeaways last year in the entire NFL. So this is what they do, and they have been doing, at least for the last season plus a game. Yeah, that would be my Texans lose, and it's simple, it's trite, but it's relevant because that's what the Bears do, is they take the ball away from you.
Some other things that come in on the YouTube, they said somebody brought up the Texans lose because they play down to the Bears.
Yes, but I don't really see that happening.
I don't either. Someone said there's no way, ain't no way that the Bears win. Hilarious. Other things mentioned. Wesley on the YouTube calling a 5-sack game here for the Texans and said that it's a breakout game before the end. Some other folks have pointed to the idea that if the Texans lose, it'll probably be because of the offensive line. We don't know what quite is happening when it comes to Juice Scruggs.
Yeah.
According to Aaron Wilson, he has a groin injury. It's not regarded as serious, though, nor is it regarded long-term. His status for the Bears game is still being determined. But if he can't go this week, it'd be Jarrett Patterson stepping in.
And Patterson has some experience.
He does.
I don't necessarily subscribe to that either, but it's only based on one game. We had questions about this offensive line in the preseason, and then they answered them. So if they revert to that and they're not, it was more flukish, it was maybe something that that just happened with the Colts and how they were, you know, playing the Texans, then yeah, the offensive line could be an issue. I'm with you, though. I think the Texans win because of what they do. On the edges and the pressuring Caleb Williams, I think they can win with C.J. Stroud picking apart a good secondary. I think they lose on turnovers, though. If they lose, they will turn over the ball. And let's not forget this. We mentioned it a little bit earlier as well. Special teams all of a sudden has become a real focus on this. They had the punt block last week, and then, you know, we talked about DeAndre Carter, you know, damn near broke it all the way, but went about 65 yards on the kickoff, and he returns punts and kickoffs. So yeah, the special teams big play as well.
Bears injury report finally came in.
All right,
Keenan Allen questionable with the heel injury after he didn't practice all week. So that's an interesting thing to watch. Kari Blasingame and Ryan Bates are ruled out, but Roma Dunze, the other wide receiver that we were all looking at, he was limited in practice today, but he's also questionable with the sprained knee. When we talked to our gal, Carmen Vitale, she's the NFC North reporter for Fox Sports. Mm-hmm. She was like, I'm doubtful that he plays. Like, she thought they probably would not chance it with the type of injury that he's dealing with that knee. We'll see what they ultimately go with. Mm-hmm. I mean, leaving him as questionable leaves open that door. But it does feel like a little bit of a stretch to get him out there, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a no on Odunze and a yes on Keenan Allen. They got to have somebody out there.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. They got to have somebody.
And Odunze just didn't look like he would be ready.
Some other situations that factor into this game. Someone said the Texans lose if Ditka catches three touchdowns and Hester returns a kick. And that is to say, unless they have folks walking through that door.
Unless Singletary breaks a helmet.
Yeah, exactly. Unless Brian Urlacher is out here locking Joe Mixon down. I have a feeling that that's not going to happen.
Devin Hester might return.
Well, yeah, it is there we possible. Go. Special teams. We just talked
possible.
About it.
That is possible. All right. Some other things. 713 said it is calling it the YouTube is hilarious. I mean, I just shortened that because I could say the YouTube page or whatever, but it's on the YouTube.
It's on the YouTube.
From the 619, Texans lose because Reggie is there. That is true. It is my first.
Man, let's not put this in the air. You have nothing to do with the outcome.
I don't have that kind of power over these things, folks.
Like, you have nothing to do with what's going on the field, man.
There's no way that I have any power over these things, because I swear if I had more power over these things, I get paid so much more money. You don't even understand how much more money I get paid.
So what is the advice for Reggie?
Yeah, some people gave me some advice earlier.
First NFL game ever.
Get there early was one of the pieces of advice, which I will have that.
Favorite tailgate lots in order. Figgy, tell me yours. Mine are blue, yellow, and then probably green.
Green?
Yeah, the one on the other side of the Astrodome.
Okay.
Yeah, they're good. They go hard there.
I think I would say blue, yellow. Sometimes that flip-flop. Sometimes I like yellow a little more. Mm-hmm. But blue, yellow... I like the maroon lot, man.
That way out on the near the highway.
The orange lot.
That's where the real people are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, you might run across a gumbo. I think I was over there. I think I was in it might have been the orange lot for the Saints game last year, and ran across some I thought I was in New Orleans, man. Yeah. You just can smell the seafood in the air, man.
I'm already hungry. We're not near Sunday just yet. From the 713, they said that advice for me, go in early, witness all the pregame activities. They aren't necessarily life-changing, but it's fun to see if you haven't seen it. Okay. I appreciate that. So I'm looking forward to being out there. Obviously, all you fine fellas will all be there. If you are going to be out there, make sure you got your Liberty White in tow. Make sure your parking is ahead. Like, go ahead and handle that like now.
Yeah.
Handle that right now since you don't have to deal with that on Sunday. But yeah, get that done, and we can
get there early too.
Get there
man.
Early, be loud and proud. Maybe tone it down just a little bit when CJ Stroud has the football.
Yeah, he asked you nicely.
He did ask me very nicely.
It's a Sunday night game too, because like I understand for a noon kick, getting there early, you know, it could be a little rough depending on the situation. But you got all Sunday to chill and relax and get ready, man. Just get out there early,
do
man.
It.
So there you go, man. Excited, big time, prime time game, first time in years. Texas fans got to make it lit for that.
Let's go. I'm ready.
I'm excited for it. What I'm also ready for, if they are ready for us, is our guys who are hanging out, Big City Wings and Katy, handling their business on a
Tomball, I think.
Is it Tomball?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I just seen on the graphics.
Oh, maybe not. Let's ask them.
Let me ask the fellas. Ron, Clint, where y'all at?
Yeah, we ain't Katy.
See, y'all trying to steer me wrong.
We heard Tomball.
Clint told me Tomball yesterday.
Yeah. Well, now you blaming other people.
Blame Clint.
I see. Yeah.
Or maybe that's next week.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, man. They all over the place.
Yeah. Morton Ranch. Yeah, yeah. I see that. The sign up there inside of Big City Wings. But no, man, we're out here having a good time. The one right off Grand Parkway. Hey, this is a big joint.
Yeah,
this is and we've been to several of them. This is a big joint. I asked my man, hey, I said, hey, man, where's the restroom? He said, here, hell, I'll show it to you. Like he ain't even gonna point to you.
Yeah,
we got to take off on a journey. I said, oh, okay.
He had to print out a MapQuest for you.
I'm telling you, man. I don't know. We were still using MapQuest. You hear that? Did you hear that earlier?
What's that?
Boy, Reggie ain't never been to a football game.
Yeah, first one, man.
This is first one. Ain't never been inside an NFL football game. I don't even know. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. When you said it, I didn't even believe you. But I don't know why you would make that up.
It'd be a really
but
bad
I just
lie.
But like, yeah.
In this profession, that would be a poor
that's a
poor, bad lie. Yeah, we got that. That'd be good. Well, you'll be in there with your binoculars in the press box.
Exactly. You see it?
Have you ever been to a Big City Wings?
I haven't been to Big City Wings neither.
Man, he ain't been to an NFL football game. I'm guessing he ain't been to a Big City Wings.
Get your ass out that brand new apartment you got, man.
Yes, sir.
Get out. I'm telling you. Sam's over here doing it big now. Hey, cleanest bathrooms in the wing game.
Okay.
Cleanest bathrooms in the wing
game. That's a real sell.
Do you know what tahine is?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
They got tajin wings, I believe. I don't know. I didn't.
They do. I caught that rub. Okay. I saw the dry rubs.
Tajin wings, which I never. I mean, I grew up eating tajin off of suckers now.
You know?
I mean, it was tajin goes way back. They put them on
wings. What's up, baby?
First place I ever saw put them on wings. And, guys, they've got a gold fever
is my go-to.
There we go, $1,000 or $100,000 pyramid. Come on, somebody help him out. Come on, give us some clues. Give us some clues. Your mind went blank.
Not the margarita. Not the new tequila drink that everybody's drinking. Low calorie.
Ranch water.
There you go.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, their ranch water's here.
What's my guy?
Ranch water's rich. Now you see it all over the place. But you want to know the first place I saw the ranch water in the bottle. In the water bottle with the mixes and a tajin all on it.
Right here.
Big Wings.
Yeah.
Right here, Big City Wings. It's I'm telling you, man, they're doing it big over here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.